My friends, whenever we go on vacation, we're really dependent on the hospitality of others. We may have to pay for it, but the quality of their hospitality to us either enhances or detracts from our enjoyment. Through our hospitality, we are made to feel as if we are at home. And when we feel at home, we want to stay. In cultures like that described in our first reading today, hospitality was essential for survival. When the mysterious threesome appear at Abraham and Sarah's tent, Abraham and Sarah go out of their way to welcome the strangers. Talk about hospitality. They just can't do enough. Abraham seats them in the shade of a tree and brings water for them to wash their hot and dusty feet. The meal is a banquet, amusingly described in the first reading as a little bread. And this act of kindness and respect to the strangers doesn't go unrewarded. Within a year, Abraham and Sarah would be parents. And it's interesting, reading between the lines, we see it's the way God constantly enters unexpectedly into our lives. In fact, this whole scene in the first reading prepares us for the visit of Jesus to the home in Bethany of his friends Mary and Martha that we hear about in our gospel. Martha takes the opportunity to welcome Jesus into their home while Mary, as soon as Jesus comes in, silently sits down at his feet and seems to hang on Jesus' every word. So what's Martha to do? Sit down too and let the meal boil over? If she also rests at Jesus' feet, who's going to serve? How will they eat? Nothing will get done. Martha's left to cope on her own. On a purely human level, this gospel story reads like an ordinary family with perhaps two or more children. How many of you who are parents have heard complaints from siblings about, "He won't help me, she won't help me"? You have to figure that Martha was confident that if she complained to Jesus, he'd take her side. "Don't you care that my sister has left me all by myself to do the serving?" But she was wrong. Jesus responds to Martha's indignant question with something Martha wasn't too happy to hear. "Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Jesus' response is to scold the one who criticizes and to defend the one who is criticized. Can't you just imagine the looks Martha is shooting in Mary's direction? Brothers and sisters, as the biblical scholar and theologian Father Joseph Fitzmyer has stated, Mary wanted to honor Jesus with an elaborate meal, but Jesus reminds her that it's more important to listen to what he has to say, as did Mary. Thus, the proper service of Jesus is attention to his instruction, not an elaborate provision for his physical needs. My friends, by assuming the dual role of guest and host, Jesus recognizes the gifts of both women in our gospel today. Martha in her busyness, and Mary with open ears and open heart. In other words, before we can become authentic disciples, we must first learn to be hospitable, hosts and hostesses, if you will, welcoming and attending to the good news of salvation. Thus, we are not called to be either Martha or Mary, but we who have been offered the very hospitality of Jesus at the table of the Eucharist are called to be both Martha and Mary. Brothers and sisters, we are all in some ways like Martha. I know I am. And I know the liturgical ministers certainly know that I am. You know, in our anxiety over details, we worry about the peripherals at the expense of the important and the lasting. Sometimes we can become so busy doing the work of the Lord that we forget the Lord of the work. Perhaps one of the greatest challenges we face today in our contemporary culture is finding the right balance between the tasks we have to accomplish and the needs of those we serve. The tension between Martha and Mary illustrates how difficult this is. With all the responsibilities we have, it's so easy to lose sight of the people involved. With so many agendas demanding our time and attention, Jesus calls us to consciously choose and seek out the better part, to make a place in our lives for the joy and love of family and friends that is the presence of God. So when we strive to emulate what is best in both Martha and Mary, we realize that Jesus speaks to us not only in prayer, but also in every neighbor who comes our way. My friends, there's a story about Dorothy Day when she was being interviewed by a young reporter at the Catholic Worker House in New York. It seemed that every few minutes into the interview, the doorbell would ring, and Dorothy would politely excuse herself and give a sandwich or a pair of gloves or a token to a street person at the door. And after a number of such interruptions, the reporter became frustrated and wondered out loud why it didn't seem to bother Dorothy Day. She was calm and serene as ever. She smiled at him and told him that every time the doorbell rang, it was an opportunity for her to serve Jesus. And what could be more important than that? Brothers and sisters, it is a motto of Benedictine monasteries all around the world that everyone is to be received as would Christ. Thus, true hospitality is first of all receiving one another as God's creation, as the presence of Jesus Christ himself. If we recognize Christ in the other, all the other details of hospitality will take care of themselves. Benedictine sister Joan Chittister says that hospitality is the way we come out of ourselves. It is the first step toward dismantling the barriers of the world. Hospitality is the way we turn a prejudiced world around one heart at a time. And if we are to make people welcome in our faith, it will be by being attentive to who they are and what they seek, rather than giving them the impression that their presence is disrupting the well-ordered life of the parish. My friends, during these summer weeks, we have the opportunity to practice the spirituality of hospitality. It's not just an action of feeding our friends and families, but much more. It is a posture of allowing the other in, of allowing God in, allowing God to be part of our lives. The end result is we are more bound together, and that transforms us and our world. Like Abraham and Sarah's welcome of the three strangers, and you probably will notice our icon of the Trinity. That is the depiction of our first reading today. The three strangers represented by the three angels around the table of the Eucharist. And the welcome of Martha and Mary that is extended to Jesus, we see that hospitality is not only a holy responsibility, but also a joyful opportunity to welcome and serve Jesus in the persons who come to our tables. Amen.